firstly, exciting news regarding government funding that's coming to Croydon of £18.5 million. That's a huge amount of money. How did it come about and how will it be spent?
It's from the Levelling Up Fund, so it is fantastic news. It's the Levelling Up Fund. So we applied in round two of the Levelling Up Fund, and we weren't successful at that time. They've just done round three, and they actually took our entry into round two and put that forward and have now awarded it, recognising the quality of our submission and also recognising the fact that we can deliver it fairly quickly. It needs to be delivered by March 2026.
Wow, so, that's quite soon, isn't it? I mean, I'm guessing it will go out to public consultation to see what kind of things people want in the town centre.
There will probably be elements. I mean, we've already put together a scheme around the change, the reconnect, the regeneration of town centre. And what it's about is reconnecting our public spaces. So we have East Croydon Station, West Croydon Station, we have South Croydon, Surrey Street Market, Fairfield as our cultural kind of quarter. So it's really about the public realm and reconnecting all those places together to essentially signpost residents and visitors through the town centre, and also having a much nicer experience of the town centre so that people can get where they want to go on the Wellesley Road, which is a very busy main road at the back of the shopping centre. We're going to put an at-grade crossing in there, which will help to get people into the shopping centre, and we'll also create that route through to East Croydon Station. So it's going to be a kind of knitting the town centre back together, really.
And Croydon's got, I think at one point it had the largest amount of young people, definitely in London, if not in the country. So this regeneration is going to take into account the needs of the future generations that are living in Croydon?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you rightly say, we're London's largest borough and we have London's largest youth population. So that's very true. And we do need to kind of future-proof this and make sure that it works for generations to come. I mean, at the moment, we've just launched our what we're calling our urban room, which is a physical facility in the Whitgift Centre where people, residents, young people, everybody can come and give their views around the town centre, how they'd like to see the town centre develop as we go forward with the new regeneration. So the opportunities are there to listen to all of our residents, our businesses, our visitors, to understand what they'd like to see in the future of Croydon.
It's no secret that Croydon has had its financial problems in the past, as have a lot of councils. And I understand that you've set out your new proposals for your 24-25 budget. You're going to spend around £400 million, but you've also got to make savings of £31 million. How does that work?
We have a challenging financial position, as you rightly say. We are looking to spend lots of it. So on our expenditure, we spend 30p in the pound on adult care. We spend 20p in the pound on children's care. And at the moment, we're spending 11 pence in the pound on servicing debt as a borough. So we have that £1.6 billion worth of debt that we're servicing. And that's taking a huge chunk out of what we can actually spend on local services. And that means that we're ending up having to make more cuts as we go through. And it's about being more efficient. Potentially, there will be some cuts to services, but generally, it's about transforming how we operate to be more efficient, to more than likely be a smaller council that does less but does it better. So there's a whole range of things we're doing, but the transformation of how we operate as a council is absolutely key to delivering our financial sustainability going forward.
I was looking at an update last month on plans for the Westfield scheme in Croydon because I understand it has suffered a setback. What is the plan going forward with Westfield and how does it fit into regeneration plans?
No, I don't think it's suffered a setback. I mean, regeneration does take a long time and to get a scheme from beginning to the very end, it does take years, literally. So I don't view it as a setback. What I think is most important is that Westfield have bought Hammerson out. So they've really heavily invested into Croydon Town Centre by doing that. And what we're now doing is looking at the overall vision for the town centre. So we're doing that as a council, and Westfield are now looking at their master planning for the centre. But I think what we will see is phased development going through the actual Whitgift Centre and also our Central Centre. So we will see things happening. There'll be a lot of meanwhile uses happening. So I would hope over the coming months and into early mid next year, that local residents and traders will start to see a difference in the town centre. We're also putting a new team together to look after the look and feel of the town centre as well. And they should be in place in the new year, really focusing on how the place looks, how people feel, and creating an environment where people want to shop, feel safe, and you know, essentially spend their money.
The council has opened a new creative digital lab off the Purley Way. So Startup Croydon and the South London Partnership has a secured investment. Is Croydon going to be leading the way on the digital world and the AI world?
Yeah, we certainly want to be at the forefront of the digital world. And even as a council, we're looking at AI for our own services as well. So we're very much invested in digital and looking to the future of digital, because that will probably drive much of the efficiency that we need as a council. We had the Develop Croydon conference here a couple of weeks ago, and the banner of that was Restart Croydon. So we very much view this as a restart around the regeneration of our town centre, about the investment that will bring, the homes that will bring, the jobs that will bring. And it's really vital to Croydon that we get that that restart underway. And I think having things like the new facilities on the Purley Way through Startup Croydon are absolutely fantastic for our young entrepreneurs, our SMEs, to be able to access such facilities and promote their businesses and really get out there into the wider world.
Croydon, as we mentioned earlier, is a very young borough in terms of demographic, but there of course are older residents, and there are some people we've spoken to who do feel, I put the same question to Paul Scully, that, you know, things are moving quite fast, especially when it comes to technology, losses of jobs to AI. Is that something that you feel concerns you?
Well, I think generally speaking, in an economy like Croydon, where we're looking to grow our local economy, you know, I think the opportunities here are actually to grow jobs and to grow our workforce locally. So I think AI will enable us to do that. I don't view AI as something that will damage the local economy. I think it's something that will help us to grow. And it may well be that different jobs are created, and that maybe residents may need to retrain or do something different. But I don't view it as a danger. I view it as an opportunity to really grow as a borough, grow our economy, upskill our local workforce and get more people working in the borough.
Do you understand the concerns of residents? I mean, we speak to people not just in Croydon, but across the board, across South West London and Surrey, who are concerned about cashless society. Also, another big one is cashless parking. There are just, and also phone lines, if the proposals go ahead from 2025, you'll need broadband. For some people, this is really, really scary.
Yeah, I do understand residents' concerns, and you know, I'm regularly out and about and talking to residents, hearing those concerns, and we must be careful that we don't leave people behind. And it's important that we do try and include as many people as we can. And that's where things such as our libraries can have a focus of delivering information for local residents and becoming more of a hub for local residents. So, yeah, I do recognise the concerns. Things are changing, things are evolving. And we are moving into a new world on some issues. But I think it's important that we recognise that we all have a part to play in this, and that we all move forward together, in particularly for Croydon, in that regeneration, getting Croydon back on the map for the right reasons. The regeneration of Purley is moving at pace. We're looking at redeveloping the old swimming pool and supermarket into a new facility, which will be a full leisure centre down in Purley with a public space, a new route through to the station. So a really great opportunity to provide a full regeneration for Purley, which I think will not only bring footfall to Purley, which will help local trade, but also is good for the well-being of our population, who will be able to access the new facilities that we're opening there, a full pool, training pool, gym, you know, play facilities, soft play facilities, cafe and a studio. So a real fantastic new opportunity down in Purley.
And where does the money for this development come from? As we've talked about, Croydon has got a financial difficulty. You are looking to save money. How does something like this, is it able to progress when you're in financial difficulty?
Yeah, because it's a scheme done in connection with the developer and the long leaseholder of the site. So they will essentially be providing the pool as part of the development. And then there will be an older person's living scheme that comes with it as well. So there'll be a scheme that comes with it, and that will effectively provide the swimming pool for free, if you like, for the council. And then what's really important is that we design the pool and the facilities alongside GLL, who are our leisure providers, to make sure that that pool can basically run at a profit or not run at a loss. What we don't want to do is open a facility that then drains, a bit of a pun there, drains our financial position, but rather just breaks even or makes a small profit. So we're very, very focused on the fact that it mustn't be a burden on local people.
And I mean, from what I've seen from talking to people in social media, it's something that's definitely very much wanted by the residents, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. It was a key issue that came up during the election back in 22. The pool was there, it was closed by the previous administration, wasn't reopened along with all the other pools in the borough. So it has been a key issue for residents in that part of the borough. And they're very excited to know that it's coming and to see it open when it gets opened in a couple of years.